All right, everybody, welcome to the Social Work Coronavirus Update, Episode 3. In today's episode, I'll be talking about a little something that I'm working on to put out there in the next day or two, and I'll also be talking about some thoughts and some suggestions for workers who need to remove hard cases, hard files, charts from the office. Just what is the process that we should use for that? Many offices already have processes in place for this, but some may not. So for those who are doing telework and needing access to their files outside of the office, this episode will talk a little bit about some ways to think about that and some ways to go about that. If you want to find out more about the Social Work Mentor, go to socialworkmentor.com/links. And if you want resources specific to the coronavirus and social work, go to socialworkmentor.com/corona updates. Now here's episode 3. Enjoy. Before I go any further, there is, as I continue to make these videos and resources as best I can to help people, if you go to socialworkmentor.com/corona updates, you will get access to the podcasts or the resources that I have available as I continue to develop them and actually as people share them with me. A few people have shared some documents with me, and I will be sharing those. I just had a super busy day today, so I'm doing this kind of late, but better late than never. So I just wanted to cover one particular item that some people may be confronting. Before I get to that, the other thing I wanted to say was that I notice online in some of the discussions that I've been having that some people, their offices are continuing to operate as in like business as usual. They're not doing any kind of telework, and people are just doing home visits and everything like they normally would. And that, you know, may or may not be a good idea at this time. I think no. So, and I'm not sure exactly why. My guess is that some people, some offices are really kind of having that old school mentality and thinking that people have to be in the office and people can't get work done in any other environment or situation other than the traditional 9-to-5 in the office. So what I'm going to be working on in the next couple of days is a little document or cheat sheet or something, and just to develop a list of the benefits of telework and some processes that can be put in place to ensure accountability. And so I'm hoping that with this list and this resource, people will be able to, you know, provide that with their bosses, have a discussion, and really make them feel at ease that the work will not suffer based on the system that you as the practitioner or maybe your team or whoever is going to set up. And some of those things might be like regularly scheduled Zoom check-ins, which is what myself and my team are using right now. Time tracking apps, which I'm not using with my team because we just kind of check in throughout the day, but it could be something that your boss might be comfortable with. So for some of you that are not right now being allowed to telework and are being forced to practice as usual, these resources that I'm going to be working on in the next couple days might help you to advocate for yourself and your teams to be able to do the job but keep yourself safe. So that was item number one. The second and other item I wanted to talk about is a reality that some of us may be finding ourselves confronted with, is as we are working from home and teleworking, for which for many of us is a pretty new way to perform, we're finding that we have, you know, our case files. I'm working on a whole stack of them over here right now. And so, you know, there's obviously many different offices throughout the world, more than many, a whole bunch of them, and everyone has their own processes, maybe or maybe not identified yet, for taking hard files, hard file copies of file folders or case files or whatever you call them, charts, out of the office. And so if you have those systems set in place already, perfect, awesome, then you're ahead of the game. But many offices may not have those in place, or if they do, they haven't really had to use those practices at scale yet, just because maybe one or two people have taken files out of the office, but most people maybe do it in the office. So I just wanted to check in and give some idea for those that maybe haven't done it before about things to consider or remember if you're going to be removing confidential case files from the office. And again, you'll need to check in. My office is allowing it in this situation because of what we're going through. And if for your office, they may or may not allow it, or it might be a longer term situation, just check in with your own office. But what I was kind of putting together was that, number one, obviously, I think you need to develop a system to be able to check out these hard files. And I say check out kind of in quotations because, you know, it could be something very simple, like a sign out sheet, you know, just a old fashioned pen and paper sign out sheet that you keep in a central location at your office. And when you take the file, you sign it out. When you bring it back, you sign it in, and everyone that needs to see where it is has access to that paper, that sign out sheet. So that's one. Or it could also be online, where you create something online, maybe a Google Doc or a Google Sheet that everyone, or you can give access to certain people who can see just where that case file is, who checked it out, when they're returning it, so you can track the location of those hard case files or charts. And it also, by doing that, it provides accountability to know who had it last. So maybe there's clerical staff that's doing some filing or something, and they, you know, maybe you're working from home on a certain day, the clerical file is in the office, they take the file, and now you're running out to do a home visit or something, and you need something and you can't find it. If you don't already have a system in place to be able to track where these files are, especially during these kind of chaotic times that we're going through, then it could cause a lot of confusion when, you know, people are trying to look for files. I know it's happened to me once in the past couple of days where we were trying to locate a file that was not properly signed out. So the other part of taking a hard file or a chart from the office is making sure, obviously, that you were protecting the confidentiality of that. Again, our office is allowing this to happen now because of the current situation that we're in, and we have to get work done based on the realities that we're confronted with. But confidentiality is always at the utmost of the utmost importance, that we all know. So number one, if you are going to be removing files from the office, make sure that you keep those hard files, those charts, with you at all times. If you're dragging them out in one of those little carrying carts or in your bag or whatever it is, do not let the files leave your possession. You know, if you have to go to the restroom, maybe leave them at your desk or take them with you, whatever it needs to be, but they need to stay with you at all times. When you get out to your, if you're driving, if you get out to your car, put them in your trunk. As you're driving, make sure that they are in there. And to the extent possible, try to go directly from your office, your work, to your home. If you need to go to the grocery store or run some errands, don't do that while you have your charts, your case files in the car. Take those home, put them in a secure, locked, hopefully, location where they will be safe, and then run out and do your chores or do what you got to do. But it is imperative that you keep those in a very safe, secure manner. And a quick story that I have about that is, I have a coworker who was, when we were talking about this, mentioned that a few years ago she was taking case files to her home, and she wasn't necessarily always following the protocol. She was leaving the files in her trunk and going into the store and doing stuff, and she actually got her car stolen. But luckily, that particular time, she was going following the protocol, and no confidential files were lost or anything like that, but they could have been. So, you know, hopefully let that be a lesson to any of us who might think a quick stop to buy milk is going to be okay. You never know when you're jeopardizing the confidentiality of those cases if you're not handling them appropriately. So, I mentioned, as soon as you get home, take them out, put them in a secure place. And then when you're done with the case files at home, whether you needed them for a home visit or some work at home, as we're teleworking with the coronavirus situation, when you return them, make sure you don't keep them at home any longer than you need to. So once you're done working on those hard files, get them back into the office and use the same protocol that you use to get them to your house. Keep them with you at all times. Keep them in your trunk. Make sure that you don't stop along the way. Just get them from point A to point B, maintaining to the extent possible to and having always utmost concern for confidentiality of any identifying information or names or anything that are on those charts or those files. And then when you get back to the office, sign it back in, whatever process you're using, whether it's a hard sign-in sheet or it's a digital format, whatever it is, get them signed back in. Make sure people know where that case is, and also make sure that you are not accountable for it anymore once it's back in the office. So if a clerk or a manager or someone else takes it, then it's no longer checked out to you, and you're not responsible for where it may go beyond that, and it can be easier tracked. And the last thing I have to say about this is just if this is a new process for you and your team, then you may want to check in periodically every week or so to just see if the process is working, if there's any tweaks needed. Again, this is a very unusual time for many of us who haven't had to practice in these new and different ways. And so we're coming up with solutions on the fly, and we're, you know, I think from what I read online, and I know from what my team is doing, we're being very creative and thinking out of the box and solution focused, which is awesome. But we also need to make sure that we kind of do a little bit of QI and make sure that what we're doing is actually working, is appropriate, and maybe there's tweaks that can make it even better. So check in with your team, with your management, and make sure that the process for checking cases in and out, hard file, hard charts, make sure that process is in place. Everyone is on the same page. It's hopefully written out so that there's no confusion and that it is implemented and followed in a consistent way by everybody. So that's what I have for today as my kind of my social work coronavirus update. Every day I'm trying to come on here and contribute something that I can that hopefully helps someone. Some of you may already be doing some of this, but maybe someone gets some value from this stuff. Again, I mentioned earlier in the video, if you go to, let me double check this because I have made mistakes, socialworkmentor.com/corona updates. You will find, as I continue to add stuff, this video and this audio will be there eventually within a day or two. And all the new stuff that I come up with or that people are sending me, I'll also be posting on there too, so that we have some little repository of information for people to be able to practice in a safe and productive way during everything we're going through with coronavirus. Also, if you go to socialworkmentor.com/links, you can find our social media links and our courses and store and everything else that we have. But for now, it's the coronavirus stuff that I'm focusing on. So hopefully some of you out there got some value out of this. If you have feedback, please share it with me, because I want to learn more about what we're doing here and try to incorporate it into my own practice, and also share it with others if it will be valuable to people. So thanks for watching. That's it for today. I'll be back hopefully tomorrow. Take care of yourself, take care of your families, and if you can, get out there and help somebody else. I will see you tomorrow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for episode 3 of the Social Work Coronavirus Update. Hopefully you were able to get something out of this episode that's useful to you or your office or your teams, and maybe even pass it along to some others who could get use from it. If you want to connect with the resources that are available here, make sure you look at the description of this episode, and also make sure that you connect with and follow this podcast so that you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes where we share and listen to and talk about resources, suggestions, and other things related to social work and the coronavirus pandemic that we're all facing right now. So until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and if you can, get out there and help somebody out there in the world. Have a good one, and I'll see you next time.